Of the Evan Roberts podcast, where we break down one of the great movies of all time, Space Jam, with my very special Space Jam expert, Jet. Jet, how are you, pal?
Good.
What are we doing on this podcast today?
So we're going to talk about Space Jam.
Well, first of all, for the audience, when was the first time you ever watched Space Jam?
When I didn't want to watch Space Jam, but I loved it.
You didn't actually want to watch it the first time?
Yeah.
Well, it was a suggestion from Abuelo, and he brought it up and said, Jet, I think you'd like to watch Space Jam, right?
Yeah.
And what did you know about it? Did you know anything about the movie before you watched it for the first time?
Before I watched it, I didn't think Michael Jordan was in it.
Did you know who Michael Jordan was?
Yeah.
No, you didn't. You knew who I have explained to you who Michael Jordan was before this?
Yeah.
What did I tell you about Michael Jordan?
I talked about it. Ever.
What was that?
Ever.
I said, what about him?
About.
Are you confused right now?
Yeah.
It's okay. What did I tell you about Michael Jordan?
He's the greatest basketball player.
I did say that. I was very honest about that. Yeah. I said, he's the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
So, looking at this movie, what was your favorite part of Space Jam?
When Michael Jordan meets the Looney Tunes.
Okay. Now, what did you learn early on in the movie when Michael was young?
I learned he liked to play basketball and didn't give up.
That's right. It's a good lesson, right?
Yeah.
And what was the other sport he wanted to play?
Baseball, but he's not very good at it.
But he tried. He tried to be good at it. All right, so now he's in Looney Tune land. Did you think that the Toon Squad was going to win, or were you concerned about the Monstars?
I'm concerned about the Monstars.
How did the Monstars get so good?
I don't know. By getting the talent.
That's right. They stole talent, right?
Yeah. And that's not very nice.
No, it wasn't very nice.
No.
But they used it to their advantage. That's why they had such a big lead at the half.
And now they got the Toon Squad one, and they got the talent back.
That's right. Now, how'd they get the talent back?
By winning.
Mm-hmm. And Michael had to make that deal with the big boss, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he put a lot on the line, because remember, if the Toon Squad lost that game, Michael was going to have to go to Moron Mountain and work for the bad guy.
Yeah.
So, how many times now would you guess we've watched Space Jam?
10 times.
10 times?
Yeah.
How many times do you want to watch it before you're like, all right, let's take a break?
Never.
You never want to take a break?
No.
You want to watch it every day forever?
Yeah.
Now, here's a very important question. A new Space Jam came out recently. Were you interested in checking that version out?
I love it.
Jet, that's not true. We put it on. Okay, remember when I put it on?
Yeah.
And do you remember what basketball player starred in the new Space Jam?
The other guy. And it's also good, but we don't root for him.
That's right. We don't root for him. In fact, we're going to hopefully beat him in the NBA Finals. But do you remember his name by chance or no?
No.
If I gave you his first name, do you think you'd remember his last name?
Yeah.
LeBron.
Dean.
Very good. But we didn't get through the movie, Jet.
Yeah.
We watched 10 minutes, and what did you say?
I said, I'm done.
You said you were done?
Yeah.
Why? What about that movie did you not like?
I enjoyed movie.
What?
Red movie.
The new Space Jam with LeBron James. After 10 minutes, you said, we're done. Why? What about it did you not like?
I loved it. I just confused about the video game.
Oh, yeah, that video game thing was a little confusing. So would you want to try to watch it again just to see if you like it?
Okay.
I don't want to force you. I mean, if you don't want to watch it, trust me, I could live without watching the LeBron James Space Jam. I just wanted to explain to the audience that we tried to watch it, and 10 minutes in, you said, we'll do this another time, right?
Yeah.
And so I was just curious why. Like, because we've watched the Michael Jordan Space Jam 10 times, but the LeBron James one, you gave up on 10 minutes in. So I was just trying to figure out the reason. So you're saying it was the video game thing?
Yeah.
Did you like LeBron James, or did he just not come across likable?
I love him.
No, you don't love him. You know who you love.
Who?
Who do you love?
Kevin Durant. I'm the Stogan.
You love Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to win us an NBA championship?
No.
What do you mean, no? I hope he wins us an NBA championship.
Yeah.
Who else do you like on the Brooklyn Nets? Anybody? You're thinking?
Yeah, who?
Who else is on that team? Hmm. Well, you've got a doll of one of the players, remember? Hmm. You have it in the playroom?
It's funny. Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper?
He's on the Mets.
No, he's on the Phillies. You're crazy.
I thought he was on the Yankees.
He's on the Yankees?
I thought.
Yeah, you thought, well, trust me, Yankee fans wished Bryce Harper was on the Yankees.
Yeah.
How many Met players can you name?
Jacob DeGrom and Pete DeLonzo.
Anybody else?
And Dominic Smith.
Dominic Smith, that's pretty good. Anybody else?
And I can't remember the other one.
Let's see if I could help you. Brandon?
Nemo, Brandon Nemo.
All right. Jeff?
Neo.
Very good. Francisco?
No.
How about the new guy? Remember the new guy?
Yeah.
What's his name?
His name is...
Javier! Very good. You're getting very excited right now, Jeff.
Yeah.
All right, one last thing before we wrap it up. Any final thoughts?
Okay. So I'm thinking about the Brooklyn Nets.
Me too. Me too,
and
buddy.
And final offenses, I want them to turn the season around.
The Mets?
No, the Brooklyn Nets.
Well, the Brooklyn Nets are in the offseason. The Mets are the team that can't win a game. We need them to win games,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and what I always want...
What's up?
The Yankees to lose.
All right, Chad, I love you. Good job, pal. Say goodbye to everybody.
Bye.
All right, that's been a very special Jet Takes Over edition of the Evan Roberts Podcast.